Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast that received a lot of attention? What kind of stupid question is that? I ask myself. Even so, would I be prepared to collaborate with an active serial killer in order to achieve such success? Well, my name's Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast. To you, and welcome to They Came From Within Cult Movie Reviews, a podcast with a killer twist. Based on a true story, 2023. Craig Rosenberg's Based on a True Story has a genius premise. It is a darkly comic thriller series which revolves around our obsession with true crime, imaginatively mining all the ethical complications that such a fascination could throw up. This witty, briskly paced drama stars Kaylee Cuoco and Chris Messina as the couple Ava and Nathan Bartlett. Ava's a heavily pregnant estate agent who's obsessed with true crime, and her hubby, Nathan, is a former professional tennis player who encounters problems working as a coach at the Beverly Club. The Bartletts reside in Los Angeles, and the region has been rocked by the murders of several young women committed by a killer known as the West Side Ripper. The struggling couple hire a plumber who arrives at their home in the form of the tall, handsome, and rather friendly Matt Pierce. Nathan and Matt strike up a friendship. However, via certain clues she spots on a TV crime report, Ava realizes that Matt could well be the West Side Ripper. Instead of doing the same thing and contacting the police, Ava dreams up a harebrained scheme. Along with Nathan, she plans to coerce Matt into contributing anonymously to their new true crime podcast. Things seem to get off to a promising start, but just how well can you control a cunning psychopath? Especially when you consider he's one who's developing grand ambitions of his own. Matt Pierce is played by the British actor Tom Bateman, who brings great charm and energy to a character you really aren't supposed to like. In recent years, Tom has starred in the TV series Beecham House, Behind Her Eyes, and Funny Woman, which has Gemma Arterton in the lead role. Tom's big screen breakthrough came by appearing in Kenneth Branagh's 2017 version of Murder on the Orient Express. Bateman met Daisy Ridley on that movie, and the two of them began a relationship which resulted in their marriage. The wonderful Kaylee Cuoco is so adept at comedy. She adds such a manic, neurotic, quirky charge to her performance here. Oddly enough, Kaylee's first husband, Ryan Sweeting, was a professional tennis player. Another neat touch with real life is that she was genuinely pregnant during the filming of this show, giving birth to her daughter in March 2023. former Big Bang Theory star got to retain most aspects of her comedic nature in the black comedy drama The Flight Attendant. Curiously enough, what links that successful show to this one is the fact that in each case, Miss Cuoco gets to play a woman who often behaves in an amoral way. And as recently as January this year, Amazon Prime Video released her movie, Role Play, in which she stars as a hit woman, living a double life. So once again, Kaylee portrayed someone who's far from on the side of the righteous. I really do wonder what's drawn her in recent years to the darker part of the human psyche. Chris Messina's movie CV includes appearances in Vicky Cristina, Barcelona, Argo, and I Care a Lot. And on TV, he's best known for being among the main cast of The Mindy Project, as well as the acclaimed miniseries Sharp Objects. Apart from our gaining some insight into her humorous sexual fantasies, Ava remains loyal to her husband, Nathan. The same cannot be said for her buddies, chief among them the sexy Ruby Gale, who's played by the stunning actress and model Priscilla Quintana, who starts poking her nose into the Bartlett's secretive life. And the up-and-coming actress Liana Liberato portrays Ava's younger sister Tori, who lives with the couple. And the Mad Men actor Aaron Statham plays Ruby's horrid, filthy rich husband, Simon. And you really wouldn't want him to look after your beloved pet. Based on a true story, was conceived by Craig Rosenberg and the splendid actor Jason Bateman, who was so great in both Arrested Development and Ozark. Rosenberg penned all 8 episodes of this season, and there were 4 directors on the show, including Francesca Gregorini, who directed 2 of them. Francesca's mother is the glamorous Barbara Bach, and her stepdad is the Beatle, Ringo Starr. Miss Gregorini also directed a couple of episodes from the second series of Killing Eve. Anu Valia was another director on this program. In 2022, she directed 3 episodes of the Marvel series She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Natalia Dyer, who's Nancy Wheeler in Stranger Things, got to play Matt's first on-screen victim, Chloe Lake. Her death scene is genuinely upsetting, as is the one which features a character who is forced into taking her own life. There are times when this drama doesn't pull its punches. Based on a true story, was filmed in California, and shooting took place between the 3rd of October 2022 and the 4th of March 2023. Craig Rosenberg, who was also one of the writers on the satirical superhero series The Boys, won't be a writer on this show's second series, which was given the green light in October last year. It is said that the showrunner post has been given to Annie Wiseman, the creator of the comedy drama Physical, which starred Rose Byrne. Season 1 of Based on a True Story is comprised of 8 episodes, and it was released by Peacock on the 8th of June 2023. However Season 2 turns out, I'm convinced that the moral and ethical ramifications will increase. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and each and every one of my episodes are available through most podcast outlets. And I can only assure you that I did not collaborate with anyone dodgy on the making of this podcast. Take good care of yourselves, and goodbye for now.